The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The closing arguments were heard yesterday at the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who is responsible for the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Jurors are debating his fate, and the world is looking to see what signal it'll send to America about police deaths. Police are preparing themselves for unrest ahead of the verdict, no matter what that might be. We'll speak with Terry Sheridan in just a moment, but let's have a listen to the prosecution and defence teams and some of their closing arguments.
This is not a prosecution of the police. It is a prosecution of the defendant. What the defendant did was not policing. What the defendant did was an assault. Use your common sense. Believe your eyes. What you saw, you saw.
I submit to you that the state has failed to meet its burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. You have to be convinced that the defendant's actions caused the death of Mr. Floyd. Actions that happened before Mr. Floyd was arrested, that had nothing to do with Officer Chauvin's activities, are not the natural consequences of the defendant's actions. The drug ingestion, right? The bad heart, the diseased heart, the hypertension, all of these things existed before Mr. Chauvin arrived.
You were told, for example, that Mr. Floyd died, because his heart was too big. You heard that testimony. And now, having seen all the evidence, having heard all the evidence, you know the truth. And the truth of the matter is that the reason George Floyd is dead is because Mr. Chauvin's heart was too small.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of this last night. It was televised by Sky News and Course TV. In fact, you could have watched the entire thing if you were that way inclined. Fascinating always to watch a criminal trial, but this one is so loaded. Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor with WSHU Public Radio. Terry, is there much interest in watching the detail of this trial? And is everybody braced for whatever the outcome is?
Yeah, everyone's eyes are on the trial, and yes, everyone is bracing for what happens. One of the things that the prosecution made in their closing statement yesterday was that it's not the police department that was on trial, it was Derek Chauvin. However, many people in the United States say the system is on trial with this case, depending upon your point of view. It's either do police have the authority and the right to use force in such a way that we saw, or do police have the ultimate discretion in how they use force? But everyone is watching this and then watching what the reaction is going to be.
The defense in its closing elements, they're looking to put reasonable doubt in the mind of the juror. It was a hard sell.
Yes, but remember this. We all in a jury, one person, if one person doesn't agree with the verdict, then a mistrial can be declared. What it looked like the defense was doing throughout the trial and then yesterday was throwing everything they had at the wall, whether it was referencing the 17 minutes before we saw the video, whether it was the health of Mr. Floyd, whether it was one of the big things that they brought up, what a reasonable police officer would do. So they're just trying to throw any sense of doubt into the juror's mind in the hope that, well, obviously, if they don't get an acquittal, that at least one juror will not go along with the guilty verdict.
Mm. The scenario could be an acquittal and then probably all hell breaking loose, with Black Americans in particular sensing that this was a massive injustice. The efforts of the Minneapolis Police Department to try to convict him would probably be washed out with that, because the state and the prosecution went all out to convict this guy, even though he was effectively one of their own.
Absolutely. But again, there was that I think it was an important statement that the prosecution made yesterday. It was, listen, we're not prosecuting the police department. We are prosecuting Derek Chauvin. He is a bad cop. Bad cops need to be dealt with and punished. And I think that that's the needle that they're trying to thread. It's, listen, we're not indicting the whole system. We're part of the system. But this is a cop who doesn't deserve to be part of it and needs to be punished.
Terry, you and I both have been in courts where trials concluded and the jury went out. And in this country, you wait for the infamous knock on the door for the jury to come back in. It's very hard to predict how long they might take. But is there any idea over there how long they will be allowed to stay out? Will they come back looking for more information? And are we just really waiting on the 12 men and women to return their verdict at their leisure?
Pretty much so. I mean, the judge gives them instructions on the law, but doesn't give them instructions on how they handle the law inside the jury room, except that they have to view each of the three charges separately. They can't say, OK, let's take a vote now. Guilty, guilty, not guilty. But how they do it, how they whether they go from the most serious charge to the least serious to the most serious, how they vote on this, when they want to vote, it's entirely up to the jury. Now, we expect that we will see notes coming out asking for explanations of law, asking to review evidence. That's normal. And that's where the tea leaf reading starts. It's like, oh, they want to look at this piece. That must mean this. But obviously, no one knows, because if people on the outside knew what a jury was deliberating, that would be a problem. And the trial would be moot, because that meant someone was stalking.
The judge made a very interesting comment last night, having a cut off politicians who were making general statements without regards to the evidence that the jury have to consider. Over here, a politician would be very, very foolish if they commented on any matter that was before the courts, not to mention before a criminal trial. The judge really didn't mince his words that we need to keep the legislature and the judiciary very, very separate.
Yeah. Now, he was directed specifically to Representative Maxine Waters, a black congresswoman, who said that if the verdict goes, if Chauvin is acquitted, that people in the streets need to be aggressive towards the cops, or words to that effect. That has happened often in trials like this. I guess one of the most famous cases was back 50 years ago with Charles Manson, in which Richard Nixon, the president, said he was guilty. It's an interesting thing. As long as the jury didn't hear it, really has nothing to do with the case, although the judge did say that it could open an avenue of appeal. I am sure that after the verdict is delivered, the judge will poll the jurors to say, did you hear what Representative Waters said, and then take action depending upon how that went.
He did say that a congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot, which is probably one of the most obvious things that needed to be said in any courtroom at any time. Like where you are you worried that, you know, this happens very far away in Minneapolis, that if there is an acquittal, or even if it goes to a new trial because there is a hung jury, that there would still be violence even where you are, Terry, which would be a very different part of the world?
Right, in New York, and I'm concerned. Yes, and I know the local police departments, whether it's somebody like the New York City Police Department, any of the suburban police departments, they are making plans. And I also know that the civil rights groups in the area are also making plans to protest, and they're not being, you know, they're not hiding what they're planning to do. So I don't want to say that everyone is tense in this area. Nothing like we're seeing in Minneapolis, which is pretty much on lockdown. But yes, plans are being made in the case of an acquittal or a hung jury.
Okay, well, we'll watch with interest over the course of the next few hours with that jury being out. Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio in New York. Thank you very much.